If you've ever used a colon, chances are that at one point you hesitated for just a moment after typing it. Should the first letter to follow be lowercase, or should it be capitalized? If you try to glean the answer from experience, recalling how you've seen it in print, you could end up no better off. Start paying attention to what comes after colons, and you'll notice that sometimes they're followed by a capital letter, sometimes by a lowercase. And you're no closer to knowing what to do than you were before you started paying attention. But believe it or not, there is some logic to what you see in print. And if you want to emulate the professionals, all you have to do is take a moment to note their rules. The question of whether to capitalize a letter after a colon has a lot to do with style. Not the writer's personal style, but official editing styles, like the two most common, Associated Press style and the Chicago Manual of Style. AP, which a lot of news media follow, has a simple guideline. Whenever the first letter after a colon begins a complete sentence, you should capitalize that letter. For example, in the sentence, "Here's the truth, colon, my homework will be late," you would capitalize the M in "my" because "my homework will be late" is a complete sentence. Now imagine you're saying something slightly different. "Here's what's going to be late, colon, my homework." In this case, what follows the colon is just "my homework," which is not a complete sentence since it doesn't have a verb. In this case, AP says you don't capitalize the first letter after the colon. Obviously, if the first word after the colon is a proper name, you'd capitalize it either way. "Here's who's going to be late, colon, Bob." But otherwise, if you want your writing to emulate professional print news media, keep the first word lowercase unless it begins a complete sentence. Now, Chicago style, which is used for book publishing, has a slightly different rule. Just like AP, Chicago says to lowercase the first letter after a colon when it's not part of a complete sentence. So in "Here's what will be late, colon, my homework," the M in "my" is lowercase in book style, too. But this style has slightly more rigorous criteria for when you want to capitalize the first letter. In Chicago, you capitalize the letter after the colon only when it begins two complete sentences. "Here is something you should know, colon, my homework will be late, period, my dog ate it." In this case, the M in "my" is capitalized, in Chicago style, but without that second sentence, without "my dog ate it," it wouldn't be. "Here's something you should know, colon, my," lowercase m, "homework will be late, period." Sometimes it's sort of a judgment call as to whether the subsequent sentences are really part of the thought introduced by the colon, but those cases are easy because you can make the call yourself and just capitalize accordingly.